Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sunny Commutes podcast, episode number 25. And this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So today I want to talk about Facebook's React license. This is the JavaScript library that Facebook has released a couple years ago, and they have a specific license for it that a lot of people are questioning in terms of just the legality of like Facebook having the decision to, if they want, to revoke your license and essentially make you or force you to rewrite your entire application in a different framework that's not React. So that's kind of a lot of what people are discussing about, or some companies are moving away from it. So first, let me go ahead and give a bit of a background on what this is. And now I'm going to keep it very far from technical, but just what it is. It's a JavaScript library. All it means is kind of like a tool framework for building user interfaces. Other developers can use it. And it's used in a lot of places. Facebook.com, of course. Think about like the notifications or the comment section, the like button. A lot of that most likely is built in React. And then other companies, big companies, use it as well. There's Netflix, there's Walmart, there's Twitter also, they use it for their mobile app. So just a lot of big companies. The community is really huge around React, the most popular framework for building front-end applications. And there's a lot of tools built around it as well. Just the community is very large, it's the most popular one, and so you'd kind of expect that. So it's also open source software, and this is where we kind of get into the start of this issue, where if you release an open source library or tool, you need to decide how other people can use it. And you do that through a license. So there's many different ones for open source, and there's licenses also for, you know, closed source or freeware and stuff like that. But for open source, there's the MIT license. That's the most popular one. I use that one. There's an Apache license, and there's a BSD license. The BSD license is what Facebook uses, but they add this clause on top of it, a modification for patents. So it's a BSD plus patents license that React is using. And essentially, that means that whatever BSD has on there, like, you can use React to build applications and frameworks, websites. But this patents clause that's in there, Facebook has added to, the way that they describe it is to help fight off against patent trolls and, you know, just being able to collect all of these React patents and be able to use them in court. Again, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't fully understand how this works, but the important thing here is what a lot of people fear is that Facebook can go ahead and sue you, or let's say you decide to sue them, and they can be like, oh, you use React? Well, we'll have to revoke your React license, and you know, you can go ahead and keep suing us, but now we have an advantage, and now you also have to rewrite your entire application in a non-React framework. And that sounds really messed up, right? Especially in the spirit of open source software. No one else is really doing something like this. Everyone else is kind of like, yeah, use it however you want. Just like don't resell it, or, you know, some licenses are less restrictive than others. But there are still a couple of misconceptions here because, you know, again, like a lot of people are kind of questioning how evil Facebook is, whether they'll go against other companies. And if they're using React, like, is this going to be a problem, right? So, you know, there was this one article I read, and it was from a lawyer, and he said that, you know, the first thing is like, okay, let's say if Facebook decides to sue you, and you're using React, what happens there? Well, actually, in that patent clause, the Facebook is saying that they actually cannot use the React patents against you in court if you are using React. So actually, if you're using React, that actually helps you out. Now, and also if Facebook actually comes and attacks you, like, that's what happens. Like, they can't use the React patents against you. Now, if you go ahead and sue Facebook, that's when they can revoke your license and you start using the React patents against you. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to rewrite your whole application. It just means that they can start using those React patterns. So a couple more things I want to discuss, so stay tuned for the next segment. Okay, so if Facebook decides to go ahead and, you know, start being evil per se, and they start to sue other companies, if you are using React, then you actually have a bit of protection there, since they can't just use those React patents against you. It doesn't necessarily mean that you'll win in court, right? But they can't go ahead and revoke your license there. However, if you do decide to sue Facebook, then that's where they can revoke your license, start using those patents against you. Now, this is where things get a little tricky. I've read from, you know, this article by a lawyer. It's on my Twitter. I'll try to link it if I can. But, you know, he says that you won't necessarily have to rewrite your application in a non-React framework. All it really means is they can just start using those patents. So this fear seems to really be a misconception. And the other thing really is, like, you know, a lot of people thinking about switching to an alternative. And a lot of the times with these court cases, what you get sued over, a lot of times it's not really like the specific software code. And so switching over to a different framework doesn't necessarily help you. And they can still sue you if they are suing you for a specific implementation of something, of some feature. You know, I mean, if you switch to an alternative, there's like Preact, for example. If their implementation is similar enough, then they can still sue you over that. You know, the fact that you're not using React doesn't really mean anything. And actually, since you're not using React, that means that they'll start using those patents against you, right? And, you know, for other frameworks, like, again, it doesn't really matter too much that you're not using React. You know, if you are in court against Facebook, chances are, you know, you're not going to win against them. Again, I'm not a legal expert here, but I feel like a lot of businesses and projects aren't in that situation where they have to worry about that sort of thing. Now, let me talk about a different use case here, though. Let me talk about WordPress, where WordPress is another piece of open source software. Other developers use them. And, you know, people also build plugins, and so their choice in not using React is a little different. It's not, you know, it is for the legal part probably, but what they're really saying there, though, is that they don't want to force this license on other people. They, you know, anyone that's building a plugin for WordPress, they would have to adopt the same React license, even if they're not using it in their own project, because they're building something for WordPress. Same way, probably, if you are going to use WordPress, you know, same thing there. You have to adopt that license. Think about it like if you're embedding a Twitter tweet button or a Facebook share button. A lot of the times, you have to include any of that stuff in your privacy policy, because some of your customers' data is also going off to Twitter and Facebook, and so their privacy policies and any other legal documents will apply to your customers' data. So, and from the developer perspective, you know, the thing here is that, like I said, React is the most popular framework or library. It provides a lot of benefits. It is subjective in terms of what you use, but I fear that these misconceptions and, oh, I will have to rewrite my application, or there's a risk of having to rewrite my application if I choose React. And so that might be the only reason that some people decide not to use React. And that's kind of what I'm scared of, because it's such a great framework, and I don't really see that as something that will affect majority of the developers or businesses out there. You know, if you're in WordPress's situation, then yes, that is something where you don't want to have your users have to adopt that license. But in your situation, you know, you should still be weighing out the options in terms of how the framework will benefit you, if the tooling and you kind of believe in how or the way that React's built, if you prefer that method over other frameworks, you shouldn't let that license, that legal issue, stop you from using it. So hopefully that helped. I know it was a little rambly, but tweet me at SunnySync.io or find me on the Anchor app if you want to be able to call in and give me some feedback or some corrections on here. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.